One of my favorite movies is The Crow with Brandon Lee. You ever see that?
No, The Crow? It looks scary.
It's it's a
creepy.
It's an action.
Doesn't the guy look like Sting in the movie?
Sting looks like him. Let's be serious, okay? That character came after The Crow. Yeah, The Crow came out.
What year did The Crow come?
94.
Oh.
Sting at that point in time was a neon blue with white face paint and like spiky yellow hair, okay?
Really?
And then a few years later, like, oh, let me get a badass persona. Oh, wow, the movie The Crow is great. And no one knows what the hell that is, so I'll just take on that badass thing.
Exactly.
Dude, Sting was overrated, by the way, in my book, in the wrestling world. I'm not a big...
He was in movies, ready to rumble.
Oh, stop with that bullshit. I love Bret Hart. Bret Hart was my boy, which, by the way, did you see him at WWE getting fucking taken down? Oh, you didn't see that?
Did Brock win the belt?
No, I'm not talking about the actual event. I'm talking about the Hall of Fame. He did like a speech, and some asshole jumped into the ring.
Not scripted.
Not even close.
Come on.
Jumped this... Took down Bret Hart and Jim Avil's daughter, Natalie, I think it is, Natalia, I can't remember her name, but took him down, and guess who was one of the first people into the ring to attack this dude?
Vicky Guerrero?
Travis Brown.
Oh!
How about that?
He could actually fuck somebody up.
Yeah. Well, they all did. This guy walked away like I didn't.
Oh, it's totally not scripted.
Oh, no, it's fucked up. Okay. Like, out of all the people you go in to attack... Like, Bret Hart's not that dude.
Heartbreak kid?
Like, dude, he's the man. Like, there's so many people that, like, oh, are douches. Bret Hart is just a good fucking dude. What he's done for charities, listen, I just remember him taking off his sunglasses and giving them to the kid in the crowd. And I was like, dude, that guy is the freaking man. I want to be that kid that gets those sunglasses. Unfortunately, that never happened to me, but it's okay. I'll move on with my life. We're okay. But... Dude, the way that his family members have died, like, you know, remember Owen died in the ring, like falling from he was a blue blazer, fell down and died, actually died in the ring.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, he's had a lot of crazy fucking storylines that were like real life shit. Like, he had a stroke not too long ago. He fully recovered, like looks good, looks healthy.
Damn.
You don't fucking put your hands on Bret fucking Hart, dude. That was so
awful. I gotta see this video.
Yeah, and dude, there's so many different angles of fucking people. Like, this guy Dash supposedly, like, I don't know who this guy is. I'm not into wrestling, but this guy like laid him out. Like, they walked him out of the ring and he just fucking uppercutted him and the guy fucking dropped.
Wow.
And then he still carried him out. The wrestlers had him. Dude, they fucking beat the shit out of him.
Holy shit. All right.
So anyway, so back to the point is Sting.
Oh, no, Joker.
Joker, right. Oh. There you go. Let's move on to Joker.
Yeah, dude. Well.
The Crow was a great movie. The Crow's a great movie. Go check that out. I think they're making a remake of that too. Sting took his persona off of The Crow, which people like The Crow because people say that Brandon Lee got killed making the film, so that's why the film was even like a cult hit.
Oh, is that the lead guy?
Yeah, he's Bruce Lee's son. You come on!
Wait. The Crow guy's the lead?
Yes, he's the Crow.
Bruce Lee's son,
and he died making a film. He actually got shot and killed on set. There was a prop gun, and there was like a little debris.
I didn't know
it
was for that movie. I heard the story.
Yes.
Is it a good movie overall?
Yeah, it actually is. That's the crazy thing. It's like I look at it going, like, this is actually. I enjoyed this film thoroughly.
What's the point? What's the plot?
I mean, it's kind of like a comic booky type of film where it's like. Him and his fiance die. He comes back to life due to this crow spirituality bullshit type of thing, and he gets vengeance on all the people that killed him. It's pretty bad.
Okay. That sounds like Spawn kind of.
Yeah, kind
Spawn,
of type of thing.
Remember, I was in theater.
Well, the soundtrack is very, you know, very grunge heavy too. So that's very similar with the Spawn
perfect
stuff.
Perfect for you, man.
Oh, 100%. So it was a good film, but a lot of cult people like it because. Well, it's because he died. That's why they say that people like it. But same thing with the Ledger's aspect. That was the whole point with the Joker. Ledger is because people say he died. That's the only reason why you like it. No, the fucking guy killed the role.
Yeah.
Killed himself, but killed the fucking role.
But yeah, the word of mouth was going around like, hey, this was like, people are making their own connection with Ledger's death and the role. And then it turned out that it was a crazy deep role. And you're like, wow, this is believable.
Legit.
I couldn't wait every time Heath Ledger was on the screen, more than Batman, more than the other guys. I just want to see the Joker.